This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence confirmed Saturday the United States will broaden its European travel ban, adding the United Kingdom and Ireland to its list. The Vice President made the announcement at an afternoon news conference in Washington.
All of our health experts presented information, made a unanimous recommendation to the President that we suspend all travel from the UK and Ireland. That will be effective midnight, Monday night, Eastern Standard Time.
Under the restrictions on European travel, American citizens, green card holders, and others are still allowed to return home, but will be funneled to 13 airports and be subjected to health screenings and quarantine orders. Earlier this week, the United States announced a 30-day ban on flights from the 26-nation Schengen area, the European Union's border-free travel zone that does not include Britain and Ireland. The White House is now conducting temperature checks on anyone who is in close contact with President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. AP's Ben Thomas tells us why.
The White House says the move is being taken out of an abundance of caution. President Trump has had multiple direct and indirect contacts with people who have tested positive for COVID-19. Last weekend at his private club in Florida, the president spent time with at least three people. Brazil's chargé d'affaires who sat at Trump's dinner table, as well as a top aide to Brazil's president. Republican officials say the third person attended a fundraiser with Trump last Sunday. For most people, the new coronavirus causes only mild or moderate symptoms, such as fever and cough, but for some it can cause severe illness, such as pneumonia. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez confirmed a 15-day nationwide lockdown on Saturday as part of that country's emergency measures to fight the coronavirus. This is VOA.